5.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it's really bad. Just imagine you're a diplomat or a foreign leader. Would you be willing to openly talk to the United States, knowing that your conversations could wind up in the newspapers throughout the world? What if you're helping the United States try to put together some kind of regime to contain Iran, and your name is mentioned in one of these documents? It could be a death sentence. So the world is a dangerous place, I think. We're at war, and these documents are classified. I can't imagine this happening during World War II, but the people who leaked these documents could have blood on their hands.
Maybe the operative word there is could. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In this hour, our focus are, I say our plural, all of the responses to the leaks. Mrs. Clinton, number one, with public condemnations. The fact that WikiLeaks has, once again, this is the second or third time, releasing hundreds, thousands, in fact, of documents. And some of the reading is actually pretty interesting about our relationships with lots of these countries and the gravitas, if you will, of our diplomats. It's really a very interesting and compelling story. A lot of you will have the same attitude as that was Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, commenting on the leaked documents. A lot of you have the same attitude. He's pretty moderate and has a lot of respect. So wondering out loud whether his feeling is your feeling. You'll be able to express yourself because that's what this program is about. And about a half hour from now, we'll start taking calls at 800-510-8255 regarding the WikiLeaks company, because that's what it is. It's a website, Wikipedia. You've heard it, all of the wiki sites. And these diplomacy documents, the releasing of them has been condemned. Okay, so what does that mean? They began publishing 250,000 of these diplomatic cables from U.S. embassies all around the world. They said the largest ever disclosure of confidential information. Don't you want to know how they got it? You want to know that's part of the story. How did they get this stuff? As they release these cables over the course of the next month or two, they will give you an unprecedented insight, so they say, into the U.S. government's foreign activities. I want to know. Why are they secret? I've looked at a bunch of these. I don't see why they're so secret. I don't see how we'll have these guys, this guy's going to have, or this company have blood on their hands. For the most part, it's just a very interesting insight into human thinking, activity, the cultural differences, nuances, if you will, of communication. So I'm for government. I'm for open government. I don't think anybody's going to get hurt. Nobody got hurt after the last release. Everybody said, oh, our soldiers will be killed. I don't see any example of that. Anybody got any proof that any of our soldiers who are in harm's way were hurt by the release? People who are embarrassed because of stupid stuff that they did or things that were not really in the interests, the best interests of the majority concerned, which in this case is us, the taxpayer. We have more of this kind of, oh, it's your best interest. How do you know what's in my best interest? In this circumstance, I think shining the light on this stuff is a good thing. For the most part, maybe there are a few things that get leaked here that are either embarrassing or dangerous, but I want to know how. I'm tired of secrecy and all this stuff in the name of secrecy that isn't secret. WikiLeaks said the documents will show what its editor-in-chief called American backroom deals, spying on its allies, refusing to confront corruption and human rights abuses. I want to know about that as an American. I don't want people to think as an American that I go along with this stuff. I think that we are abusive in some circumstances. And you say that's the nature of the game if we're going to be the most powerful country in the world. It was never really, it's good that we're the most powerful country in the world for many different reasons, but there's also a lot of bad or questionable stuff that comes out of that as well, don't you think? And so if we're going to take responsibility, if we're going to be the shining light, if we're going to present things the way they're, you know, the way we want the world to be, ethical, moral, right? Up front, upstanding, all that stuff, then why are we spying? Or and maybe you'll say, well, that's naive. We should know what our friends and our enemies are doing. We have too much spooky stuff going on. The CIA sticking its nose into things that are none of our business. And it gets to the top of the ladder when you think about Afghanistan and why we're there. We have no good reason for being there. We're never going to fix the problem. So why don't we get the hell out of there? It's where it gets really down to basic brass tacks. We over and over again fall for all this foolishness. Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Hello, none there. Then you can go through any number of files. Go back 10 years, back 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. All kinds of stuff comes. I mean, you can find some of this stuff from the Korean War that really didn't serve us well. We haven't been served well, really, if you get down to brass tacks. And the problems we're having with Korea today, the people who are on edge, are a result of our inappropriate actions or not finishing the job or whatever needed to be done during the 1950s. There hasn't been, we haven't really completed a task like this in terms of international problems since World War II. We completed the task there. But and I guess you could argue we didn't even really do a good job then, because look at the problems in Germany and Eastern Europe and Yugoslavia and around the world, because we had to try to be diplomatic and make sure everybody who was a participant in World War II that helped defeat the Nazis and the Japanese, we had to make sure they got their pound of flesh. So what did that do? It set up all kinds of problems. The Cold War, the still uneasy today, we're uneasy with the Russians. And it just goes on and on. So, anyway, I don't have a problem with any of this stuff, or most of it. Maybe we'll find something as we stumble through the next month or so that ought not to be leaked. This guy, meanwhile, the international community is tough. He was picked up yesterday on some rape charge. And so you got to think, all right, is this the way of the Americans getting to some of their friends and saying, go get this guy? I think he was in Norway. So we'll deal with that, I guess, during the course of our conversation. Lots to talk about here on your review of one of the top hits. If this isn't at the top of the list this week, I'll be surprised. It'll be darn close to the top of it as we review the top 10 items in News Talk Radio, Political Talk Radio, Issue-Oriented Radio. I'm Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Every year I get itchier and itchier.
Honey, you're going to scratch your skin off.
As we age, skin is more prone to itching. And boy, scratching can do real damage. New Maximum Strength Lanacane penetrates skin twice as fast with powerful itch-stopping medicine. Plus, an antibacterial helps kill germs. Ah, that's better.
I haven't seen digging like that since you put in the petunias.
New Maximum Strength Lanacane stops the itch, saves your skin. Use only as directed.
800-510-8255. Okay, so I mentioned Secretary of State Clinton. Here she is talking about WikiLeaks.
The United States strongly condemns the illegal disclosure of classified information. It puts people's lives in danger, threatens our national security and undermines our efforts to work with other countries to solve shared problems. This administration is advancing a robust foreign policy that is focused on advancing America's national interests and leading the world in solving the most complex challenges of our time, from fixing the global economy to thwarting international terrorism to stopping the spread of catastrophic weapons to advancing human rights and universal values. In every country and in every region of the world, we are working with partners to pursue these aims. So let's be clear. This disclosure is not just an attack on America's foreign policy interests. It is an attack on the international community, the alliances and partnerships, the conversations and negotiations that safeguard global security and advance economic prosperity. I am confident that the partnerships that the Obama administration has worked so hard to build will withstand this challenge. I want to make clear that our official foreign policy is not set through these messages, but here in Washington. Our policy is a matter of public record as reflected in our statements and our actions around the world. I would also add to the American people and to our friends and partners, I want you to know that we are taking aggressive steps to hold responsible those who stole this information. I have directed that specific actions be taken at the State Department, in addition to new security safeguards at the Department of Defense and elsewhere, to protect State Department information so that this kind of breach cannot and does not ever happen again. I'm aware that some may mistakenly applaud those responsible, so I want to set the record straight. There is nothing laudable about endangering innocent people, and there is nothing brave about sabotaging the peaceful relations between nations on which our common security depends.
All right. So the talk radio countdown with a focus on the leaks. What do you think? Outright treason? This guy's not an American, so you can't get him for treason. So what do we get this guy on? And what about some of the things? I was reading, for example, the connection that we have with China and North Korea and what the Chinese have been saying. And some of the, again, I want to know how this stuff got leaked, where it came from. Some of the leaked cables suggest that the Chinese are losing patience with North Korea. One official said younger Chinese no longer regard North Korea as a useful or reliable ally, some of the younger people in government. Chinese officials believe Korea ought to be unified under Seoul's control. Doesn't speak well. I'd say that's good news. Why wouldn't we want to know that? We're so upset and, it's uneasy. They're going to bed every night wondering if we're going to wake up the next day and be at war against somebody else. Worried about the Chinese. The Chinese are sick of it. I think this is good news. Don't you think this is good news? I want to know this sort of thing. I want to sleep better at night, and so do you. So why aren't these new documents like this that are posted on the website, actually The Guardian, posted in the New York Times today? Chinese officials are losing patience with North Korea. So they want this thing straightened out. They want Seoul to run the country. So they aren't worried about a democracy. This is one of the things that people have speculated on this last weekend, that they didn't want to have a democracy next door. They want it fixed. That's what the cables say. How can that be bad? 21 after on the countdown.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Can be.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You have the email connection, Doug at DougStephan.com. Social media connection, easy enough to go to text as well, 646-926-DOUG. Clay Cohan, who's in charge of our social media, will bring us that information. And then we have the continuing input from those on radio or television who are following this story, which I think probably is the number one issue of the week. Here from ABC, Jim Sciutto, able to collect some information by contacting the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. Apparently they emailed each other back and forth about these leaked documents. Assange is, at least the last time I heard, I mentioned it a few minutes ago, was under arrest when we get down to the brass tacks here. Is that all about retribution? That's another story. Right now, the content of all of these and the reason behind leaking it here.
And we heard from Assange from a secret location here in the UK they call a bunker, where dozens of WikiLeaks employees are working virtually 24/7 and in the process taking on the most powerful government in the world.
Today the man spreading the leaks, Julian Assange, told us why he did it. In an email to us he writes, "Every American schoolchild is taught that George Washington could not tell a lie. If citizens in a democracy want their governments to reflect their wishes, they should ask to see what's going on behind the scenes." But we asked him to answer to those who say the releases endanger the lives of U.S. government sources. In an email tonight, he responded, "U.S. officials have for 50 years trotted out this line when they're afraid the public is going to see how they really behave. The facts are that we wrote the State Department asking for a list of any specific concerns. They refused to assist." Assange himself is a former computer hacker turned professional whistleblower. His last releases of leaked materials revealed embarrassing missteps in Afghanistan and Iraq.
What drives you?
I'm a combative person, so I like crushing bastards. So it is deeply, personally, deeply satisfying to me.
Working in secrecy, he hides the location of computer servers to ward off cyber attack and hides his own location, moving and changing names and email addresses to ward off arrest. He already faces one warrant in Sweden for alleged sexual assault, a charge he denies, prosecution under the Espionage Act in Australia. And today, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said he's the subject of an active ongoing investigation for endangering government sources. J. James Ball works for WikiLeaks.
Did WikiLeaks approach this release differently?
This new release is being staged. Each cable that's published has been reviewed and redacted, and that will continue for the future releases.
I asked Assange who he's targeting with this release, and he wrote a few moments ago, lying, corrupt, and murderous leadership from Bahrain to Brazil. He added, we're only 1/1000th of the way in, so much more to come.
All right. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Embarrassing, yes. Other than that, what is it? What is there here? It's interesting to hear Bill O'Reilly's take on this. Let's listen in.
There are traitors in America. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Whoever leaked all those State Department documents to the WikiLeaks website is a traitor and should be executed or put in prison for life. As you may know, classified information is now floating around the globe, courtesy of the traitors and this despicable website, which is based in Sweden. The guy who runs the website is a sleazeball named Julian Assange, who is bent on damaging America. Since he's not a U.S. citizen, it's hard for American authorities to move against him, but we can prosecute those who leak the documents to Assange, an Australian. Credibly, President Obama did not speak about the situation today. Instead, he outlined some plans to cut spending. Why the president has remained silent on the WikiLeaks situation is very perplexing. There's no question that leaking secret documents harms a country, even if most of it is predictable, like Saudi Arabia wanting the USA to bomb Iran, Yemen helping us kill al-Qaeda in that country, and various heads of state being insulted by various people. But the fact that the USA cannot keep its secrets secret anymore badly damages our intelligence gathering going forward. In this Internet age, some people are simply stealing documents using cyberspace. No country is safe from that kind of exposure. Private First Class Bradley Manning, already under a military arrest for leaking sensitive documents, Manning worked as an Army intelligence analyst and was picked up a few months ago after the first WikiLeaks exposure. If guilty, Manning is a traitor and should be given life at hard labor in a military prison. Every American should be outraged by the situation. And once again, the president is not extending any sense of urgency to the public about it. It's amazing. Why doesn't Mr. Obama just express some outrage? Why is he ignoring it? We live in a dangerous world. We must have secure plans to protect ourselves. But right now, we don't. The whole thing is embarrassing and ultra, ultra disturbing.
All right. Are you disturbed? You know, he kind of rather stirred the pot. Again, I must be missing something here. So far, the diplomatic documents that I've read don't upset me at all. I'm interested to read all this stuff. What about you? 29 past the hour.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly, Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Question, what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Talk radio, stop them. People are funny, aren't they? Let's face it, it's all about people. It's really what it is. It's all about people. 800-510-8255. Just joining us on the countdown. The world is bracing for the release of all these diplomatic documents, and the State Department has warned its allies that there will be some things that they will see that will be embarrassing, does French President Sarkozy have a boil on his butt? Things like that. This is high-level secrecy. We don't want to know that sort of thing. It's human condition stuff. 800-510-8255. All right. Let's get back to the coverage of this before we start taking your calls. Here from MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell speaks with former President Carter, who thinks that over time these documents won't be very damaging at all.
If you were president right now, how would you handle this kind of diplomatic crisis?
Well, I read the White House statement, and they expressed some very understandable concerns about the conversations that take place back and forth, not only in person around the room, but also in emails and dispatches that are very frivolous on occasion, as people let their hair down, not ever realizing or believing that what they say verbatim is going to be exposed. So I would be concerned about it, and I think I would just tell my people to explain the final results of these controversial discussions and not just to pick out the titillating and sometimes embarrassing segments from it.
Do you get the feeling that people are putting too much in writing at this point, talking about Gaddafi's possible mistress and that sort of thing? I mean, how is that necessary in these kinds of communications?
Well, I think they've always been that way. You know, ambassadors, when they want to attract attention to themselves or make sure the Secretary of State knows who they are and where they are, quite often they put some titillating expressions in the dispatches to be just to attract attention to themselves. But I think that the thing that has happened this time is that no one dreamed that they would ever be revealed. I don't know that anything serious has happened that would be damaging to America's policies around the world and so forth. But I think the earlier WikiLeaks leaks, you might say, did possibly expose some of America's friends in Iraq and Afghanistan to possible retaliation after it was known that they were supporting us, sometimes without the Taliban knowing who they were.
What about how it exposes the leadership in Saudi Arabia, that apparently they are in favor of the United States taking any kind of action it wants to against Iran in terms of squelching their march toward nuclear power?
My guess is that the Iranians were not surprised by knowing that basic fact, that King Abdullah and the Saudis were very deeply concerned about Iran's new ascendancy in, I would say, in influence after the Iraq war. But I think for the king to refer to Iran as a snake, for instance, might not be something that the Saudi Arabians wanted to be promulgated. And it might create some additional tension between the two. I noticed that the statement from the press secretary attributed a very serious possible consequences to these leaks. I wish they weren't happening this voluminously, but I don't think there's any doubt that they do reveal facts that the public would never have known. And I think the long-term damage will be much more minimal than is presently ascribed by maybe the White House spokespersons.
I think he's right. I don't always agree with Jimmy Carr. I think this is much hooey. It's all about control. And this is, we have a world so full of control freaks. And most of them have been gravitating to government here recently. Again, I go back to the leaks about Afghanistan or the war stuff. What's happened that's been so bad? Carter says, and I think he's right here, there's not going to be much. What damage is there other than to people's egos? Hello. 800-510-8255. All right, moving on now from CNN. Larry King speaks with former State Department spokesman James Rubin, who happens to be married to ABC's Christiane Amanpour. Also to Rolling Stone editor Michael Hastings. And the debate here is whether WikiLeaks is anti-American or pro-democracy. What do you think?
This is a case of journalists, quite understandably, finding fascinating all the details of diplomatic exchanges. But some of them, particularly Mr. Hastings, not having a very firm grasp of what the diplomatic community is all about. If governments in the rest of the world don't believe that when they share information with the United States government, that that can be kept secret, they're not going to tell us certain things. That's simply a fact. And it's not a criticism of Mr. Hastings to point out that in other cases where sources have been revealed or other governments have chosen to do things differently, actions, operations, policies can't be pursued. The State Department is trying to solve issues peacefully most of the time. And this anti-war organization somehow got all confused in what it was doing when it got access to all these documents and has basically put all the diplomats who've done all this hard work, talked to human rights workers, talked to foreign governments, and wrote it all down as their job. And everyone now is looking at it. That's not a good thing for the United States, Larry. It's a bad thing for the United States.
I have a pretty clear idea how things go in diplomatic circles, and I've been a firsthand witness of failure of diplomacy many times over the past few years. I'd like to point out that protecting the King of Saudi Arabia, one of the most authoritarian regimes in the Middle East, and sort of concocting a scheme so he can lie to his population to protect our interests, and then doing the same thing with Yemen, as Daniel Ellsberg mentioned, to sort of cut these backroom deals where these authoritarian leaders are lying to their population on our behalf, is the most undemocratic thing one can imagine. And I think trying to smear WikiLeaks as anti-American, this or that, totally misses the point. This is an organization that supports democracy, that supports freedom, and supports transparency. And when WikiLeaks breaks stories about China and Russia and other governments, we applaud them. And I think we have to hold ourselves to the same standards.
Yeah, we sound like hypocrites. Exactly. I remember not long ago when WikiLeaks did
embarrassed the governments of some of the countries were not that friendly with. Oh, yeah, that's sure it was like there. So what is the turnabout is fair play, isn't it? I think this guy is pro-democracy, but pro-telling it like it is. And again, what's the harm here? Prove that there's harm done. 800-510-8255. Let's go to radio host John Gambling speaking with Congressman Peter King, who wants the guy who runs WikiLeaks prosecuted.
But why can't we do something with this guy and get him off the playing field, this Assange?
I think we have to take it seriously, and we have to do all we can. That's why I'm calling on the Attorney General, Eric Holder, to immediately begin an all-out criminal investigation and prosecution under the Espionage Act. That'll show people we're for real, and we go after and get him. Otherwise, this is going to be going on over the next several months. And also Secretary Clinton to declare WikiLeaks a foreign terrorist organization. By doing that, we can seize their assets, and we can go after anyone who helps them in any way, even, for instance, providing free legal advice. Any assistance at all to a foreign terrorist organization means we can go after them and prosecute them. So we have to show we're serious, not just put out the ritualistic statement, we're disappointed, this is shocking. We have to get these people, put them in jail, and really show the world and show other people in the government how serious we take this.
All right, now tell me about this Bradley Manning character, the kid that supposedly stole all of this stuff and moved it over to WikiLeaks.
You know, I just think anytime I go in for a briefing, the Homeland Security Committee or the Intelligence Committee, I have to leave my cell phone outside. I go in behind two closed, locked doors. Any notes I take are taken from me and put into a safe. And yet you have this person, a PFC in the Army, was able to download hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of top secret documents, classified documents, documents that are not supposed to be seen by the public or by foreign governments. It's just an incredible breach in security. And the government has to make sure this doesn't happen again. From what we understand is that one person was able to do this. Somehow he was able to game the system and get all this information out.
Well, don't we have a problem with this guy being, I think he's in Sweden, isn't he, this Assange?
He's been in Sweden for the most part. He's Australian, but he's been in Sweden, and I believe we should do all we can with the Swedes. That's why I think if we start a criminal prosecution here of him, if we declare it a foreign terrorist organization, that will strengthen Secretary Clinton's hand when she's negotiating or working with the Swedes to try to get him extradited back here to the United States.
Just embarrassing stuff. That's all it is. We're going to get him. That's human nature. I guess to want to get the guy, but a lot of it's a different age. Somebody said earlier, this is not the world we lived in 10 years ago. This is the information / technical age. We went through the agricultural age and then the industrial revolution and then the information age. And now we have the technical age. Technology rules. And these things are going to happen, and they'll continue to happen. This guy isn't alone. There'll be a lot of people that'll be doing this sort of thing. So watch your P's and Q's if you don't want to be embarrassed. That's it. Simply put, is this guy, he's not a traitor because he's an American citizen. He's done the same thing with other governments. So, again, what is the big deal other than these people in their club are embarrassed? Okay, so you're embarrassed. You'd be embarrassed if your pants dropped down when you're going through the TSA checkpoint, too. Is it not something that we will forget about, or you just have to kind of move on, don't you think? 800-510-8255. A couple more talk hosts involved in the conversation of this, which is our want to do, and then your calls here on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown and review of what is considered a big hit. We talk about the topics as hits, like music. The hits keep, the old expression, the hits just keep on coming. This is a great one. Here from radio is Dave Ross on his program with co-host Luke Burbank discussing the fallout from WikiLeaks.
Do you think that Julian Assange is going to, at some point, you know, tick off the wrong people in the high governmental places of the U.S.?
Do you think he has to worry?
Well, yeah. I don't mean for his life. I just mean.
Oh, I think he has to worry for his life. Why? You don't think so?
You think that the U.S. Government would...
Never mind the U.S. I think it's especially some of these Arab countries, which are, you know, all brave in public, but they're running to the skirts of the U.S. in private.
So this hurts. This hurts their. Hurts their image so that he might be, he might
be
in danger.
They need somebody else to fight their battles. You could send in ground forces. And we won't promise to support you in any of this, but, you know, you have to save us from Iran. And we can't do anything publicly. Because if we propose this, then we'd look like we were on the side of Israel. We are, of course, on the side of Israel, but we can't say that in public.
Well, then, do you think that insight that we now have, that's, very apparent because of these documents, does that make the leaking of these wikis justified?
Justified?
Or okay?
It's not okay if it hurts our sources, because you got to have intelligence these days, right? You can't just pretend that diplomats can always tell the truth or that you can't collect secret
information. You can't make things up. That was for the second Bush administration.
I will say, I'm right now, when I was visiting Mom, she gave me Fall of Giants, Ken Follett's latest book, mm-hmm. to follow up to Pillars of the Earth. And what you read is these powerful guys sitting in their councils making decisions that will send back in those days millions of people to their deaths, and they act like it's just a chess game. They do not care. They absolutely do not care. And I think that some of these guys, especially in the Middle East, are that way. They very cavalierly sitting in their palaces, these little potentates in their big palaces and their servants. They say, "Oh, you can just send in ground forces if the bombing doesn't work." You know, and they don't care that it's our sons, it's our daughters, it's our brothers, it's our fathers. You know, they don't care about that. All they care about is getting somebody else to fight their battles. And I think if the mask is stripped off that, that's good. Let's see who these guys are and see if they can suck it up and show the kind of courage they want us to show.
I agree with him 100%. Those big boobs and their fat asses sitting around playing as if this was a chess game. And there's nothing, they're not going to be harmed. Nobody in their family is going to be harmed. And we do their bidding for them so that we can have the military-industrial complex spend more of our money. Elliot, you're in Jackson, Tennessee, and you're on the countdown. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say I tend to agree with you as well as President Carter that I don't see the big deal in it. And I immediately thought back to the Richard Nixon administration and the leaking of the Pentagon papers and
right.
Daniel Ellsberg.
Made us a better country.
Yeah, but also what if anybody that studied President Nixon knows that's what led to the plumbers, the obstruction of justice, the
yep.
criminal charges, and what
yep.
broke down his administration. And
yep.
he couldn't stop it. You know, it went from one paper to another paper.
Right.
How could President Obama stop it? And what does Bill O'Reilly want from the president? Is he
Bill O'Reilly just wants to be a curmudgeon. Obama supports an open and accessible government. Well, here it is, Mr. President. Like it? 51 past the hour.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Save you 15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What a hooey. This really is. I wish Mrs. Clinton were president, frankly. But with her outrage and attack on the international community, come on. Daddy, what have we learned so far that's bad? It's time to show light on these snakes under the rocks. 800-510-8255. This is the big item of the week. I'm thinking that the WikiLeaks, it's referred to as a controversy. It's not, I suppose it is a controversy, but the leaks, thousands, tens of thousands, maybe 250,000 documents that have come in some way, shape, or form from diplomats, Americans working with those overseas, and I'm looking, the New York Times is an interesting story. The documents include uncensored views of foreign leaders and assessments of nuclear and terrorist threats. Yeah? Okay, so how is that bad for us? We ought to know these things, shouldn't we? 800-510-8255. Mark, you're in California, and you're on the air right now with your thoughts. Thanks for the call.
I believe that, first of all, what Private Manning did was born out of the reality that he was watching our nation's diplomatic process being subverted by certain intentions and objectives that were contrary to this nation's principles. And as a result, he exposed this information to WikiLeaks, who had every right to show it to the world, because, in fact, all they are is a whistleblower website that allows people to expose truth of things that are taking place within the government or business to illustrate to the public things that need to change. If if we don't have that, we have secrecy and we're going to have much more corruption than what we have now. So what he was doing was the right thing. However, in the United States Army, you do take an oath and you do make a promise. But in reality, when you are put into a position to be turned into something that is contrary to what your government promised you as a soldier, and they make you a warrior of death and destruction, when they use pretenses of things such as democracy and of rebuilding, when in fact really what they're doing is destroying, and they're doing it for reasons that are also based on pretense. And when you understand that, you can't really facilitate that process and be of good conscience. And I think it's the most awakening process this nation could possibly be. I think it's a gift that we're being allowed to face our own guilt, because our policymakers and our negotiators and our State Department and our president and leaders have been basically not only lying to the world, but if we don't realize that every intelligence service in the world does in fact know about these things for the most part. They're not surprised when they hear these things. This is about the American public being exposed to these things.
Yep. Good thing. 800-510-8255. You haven't sold me, come even close to selling me on these things being bad for America or for democracy or for truth or for freedom. Steve listens in Maryland to the countdown with what he is thinking on these documents.
Good morning. I do think that the release will hurt America in the sense that these types of questions posed by information release impact on national security. They become an embarrassment to America. They cause us problems diplomatically in terms of what people can expect from us. And they essentially undermine the way diplomats do business. I think that we should look much harder at prosecuting the release of this information, and that we should have reason to expect that professional media organizations will take into consideration the impact on a country's national security in divulging these types of information. And I think we should be more aggressive and more upset with what the publishers of the WikiLeaks are doing. You know, obviously the person who is alleged to have leaked this information is actually going through the court-martial process. But we should expect some discernment from the professionals at WikiLeaks. And just because we have information doesn't mean we should publish it. The truth has to be weighed against the damage that it can do.
All right, let's get Donna in Maryland on. Go ahead, ma'am.
What I wanted to say is I think we should not miss the mega trend here. I have two teenage sons, and they think that this is an amazing thing. And I think what we're looking at is how the Internet has created a worldview that we of the older generation are just not aware of. And that's that, you know, young kids and young people just do not respect governments and nations and states anymore. My kids routinely play with kids from Germany and Russia and all these other countries every night on their computers. And I think that WikiLeaks is essentially the modern-day newspaper, the modern-day New York Times, where nations and governments just don't matter anymore, that the world is out there for everyone. And in a sense, it's the greatest gift that the United States is offering in terms of technology. It's a trend that we're not noticing as an older generation, that I think we're looking at what the future of the world is going to be.
You may be right. Certainly the future of discussion this week is all about this.